Hello.
Hi, my name is Derek from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll, people's opinion towards public affairs and current events. This number was selected at random. Now, are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And would that be like a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
A Democrat.
Okay. What are the chances that you will vote November general elections for President, Senate, Congress, or other office? Are you sharing your voting? Probably vote. Chances 50-50?
100%.
100%. All right. And let me see here. Will you please tell me your age?
69.
All right. In Florida, the media describes people either black or African-American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
White. Okay. And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong.
Wrong. Okay. Now, thinking about elections for Congress, would you for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Democrat.
Democrat. And I'd like to ask you your impression of some people or organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable. If you have never heard of that person, please say so. Now, the first one is Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Oh, very.
Very. Democrats in Congress?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. And Ron DeSantis?
Very unfavorable.
And Project 2025?
Same thing, very unfavorable.
Darren Soto?
No, I know that. No, it is. It's... And what did you say?
Darren Soto?
Don't know.
Don't know? Okay. And Thomas Chalfox?
Don't know.
Don't know. And Joe Biden?
Well, it doesn't matter anymore. Favorable.
Favorable. Somewhat or very?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
All right. Now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as the president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Okay. Now, thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as a congressman for this district, do you strongly approve or somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I have no idea.
Okay.
So,
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump and Republican and Kamala Harris a Democrat, which one would you vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Now, the elections for United States Senate were today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, a Republican, or Debbie Mucursal Powell, Democrat. Which one do you think you would vote for?
Debbie Powell.
Now, the election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalfox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic. Which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Okay. As you may know, there will be also an amendment for the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One Constitution amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes to support it.
Okay. Now I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Darren Soto, is current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislature who works for tirelessly deliver Central Florida. He works to pass bipartisan legislation and the expanse of health care to veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substance. Soto's also helped pass law that cap prices in insulin to $35 for those on Medicare so families don't have to choose between life savings medication and paying their bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. And Colonel Thomas Salfolks is an experienced business owner, Democratic military veteran who served over 30 years. Colonel Salfolks will put American first by enforcing the law necessary to securing the borders against our out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight the fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Salfolks will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue the growth of opportunities in our community. Now, if the elections of the United States Congress were held today, what candidate for Thomas Salfolks, Republican, or Darren Soto for Democratic candidate? Which one do you think he will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Darren Soto. Okay. Now, which of the following issues do you think is most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? I'm going to read a list, just list one. Bringing down rent price, tracking crime, improving public safety, protecting reproductive freedom, lowering groceries price, secure our border, promoting traditional values in school, making health care affordable working families, creating jobs, increasing wages in Central Florida, protecting Social Security and Medicare, ending the gun violence epidemic, making owning at home more affordable, improving the I-14 traffic congestion in Central Florida, or lowering the inflation and gas prices?
Healthcare.
Okay, let me see where to go. Healthcare, okay. And which is the next most important issue? Bringing down rent price, tracking crime, protecting reproductive freedom, lowering groceries, securing our borders. You said Social Security, right? Or the healthcare?
Yeah, yeah. Healthcare.
Healthcare, right. All
healthcare,
right.
And then protecting Social Security.
All right. Now let me read some reasonable people who give you voting for candidates in the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me in how convincing reason you think it would be to vote, somewhat convincing or no effect to you. The first statement says Thomas Salfolks will support the Trump-backed American First policies to prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served over 30 years, Salfolks will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked and to solve veterans' homelessness. I think this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Okay. Thomas Salfolks will put in an border crisis and they're filling our communities.
I'm almost done.
And who take advantage of Joe Biden's Kamala Harris open border policies?
No effect.
No effect. And Thomas Salfolks is a fiscal conservator who will rein out, control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
No effect.
And Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs, has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement, and provide funding to the largest increased agents in Border Patrol history, hiring about 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entries. I think that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Yeah, somewhat convincing.
Okay, and Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out pocket costs for seniors. Hello?